Okay, moving along. Issues from commissioners. Does anybody have anything that they want to bring up right now that we have not discussed today, possible for future discussion or even discussion right now? Who's this?
Mr. Chairman?
Tom, yes.
Tom
Henderson, old Tom.
And this actually just.
You need a haircut, Tom.
In the mountains. Yeah, I know. I'll get one. So I'm going to catch up with Mike first. So I really just wanted to circle back and with everybody on board. You know, we had some comments the last meeting about the shellfish leases. And I think everybody ultimately was on one of the demonstration sessions with, you know, with a team to go over that shellfish leases app. But I was absolutely blown away by that. So I just want to, with everybody here, tell you know the staff and Steve and everyone how much, one, I appreciate it, and two, how useful a tool that is in helping make that decision making very transparent and very user friendly for both the stakeholders in the business as well as the stakeholders either in the water or on the land. So I just want to say that's Doug may be the only one on the commission who could have actually developed that technological ability itself, but I don't think the rest of us could.
No, very good.
That was a joke, Doug. Anyway, I just wanted to tell staff thank you because that was a lot of work, and I really do appreciate it coming together. It was great.
Very good. I agree 100%.
This is Doug. I'd like to make a comment, and Steve will concur. I'll bet you my brother could have done it. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, well first of all, this is Steve Murphy. First of all, Commissioner Henderson, thank you very much for the compliment. We have a lot of very talented people who can do a lot of magical things with computers that I couldn't dream of, and they've done some fantastic things. The sad part is that the person that did a lot of that work left. He got so good at it, he left and went over to work for the IT people. So we also work with the Department of Information Technology, who provides invaluable assistance for us, and they've also been good with that. And to your point, Doug, yes, Don could do that.
Okay. Any other concerns from any of the commissioners?
Chairman, I'd like to bring up some issue.
Yes, Tom. Young Tom.
And I don't know. I don't feel so young all the time. reading in some of the commercial fishing license funds, the discussion about cleaning up of derelict crab pots. We discussed a little bit of this at the Blue Crab FMP. I'd like to see, and I'm very conscious of the fact that there's a lot on division staff's plate, but I'd like to see if we could get some information about trying to figure out some ways for the public to be able to clean up, whether it's a group or a Boy Scout troop or whatever, to be able to clean up some of these lost crab pots, particularly now since we have a much longer closed season in the winter. I know we have a lot going on there with property laws and whatnot, but I'd like to see what options might be there to permit or do whatever to allow people to potentially do this. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll ask Kat to sort of respond, and we certainly want to do we do want to get ghost pots out of the water, and which is why we have a season. Even before the longer seasons that we had in the latest blue crab plan, we had a season so we could address crab pots where all pots had to be pulled, and then what was left was considered an abandoned pot. The Coastal Federation has also been instrumental in this, and we've worked with them for many years, and they've received very generous funding from the General Assembly to go out and hire fishermen to pick up crab pots, and so they look at it as a sort of a win-win situation. But Kat, I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
Yes, sir. I don't really have a whole lot to add, but we will look into it. I know it's been discussed before, and there, as Tom kind of indicated, there are issues with having private citizens tamper with the gear, and those kind of things come up, but we can certainly look into it.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Anything else from anybody?
I just had a quick question. This is Martin. Question for Steve. Shellfish entrepreneurship areas, I think we talked about it a bit ago. I was curious what the timeline is for making suggestions regarding those.
Commissioner Posey, I'm not sure what our timeline is. I don't know if Jacob Boyd is on the call here. He may be able to talk about the shellfish enterprise areas.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. It's Jacob. Yes, we have been trying to put together a game plan for doing that, and we're going to start in Bogue Sound, coming off the heels of the Bogue Sound pilot study that was completed, looking at the exclusionary model. So, you know, we're putting together kind of a list of folks to go approach. The whole COVID kind of put us behind on that, because we really are trying to reach out to a lot of the local communities and local municipalities. But we're trying to forge ahead and start with on a smaller scale, looking at talking to some of the local municipalities and commissioners, and then trying to community. So we're still working on it, but right now we don't have a timeline for completion.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anybody else?